given of their effort to make this service one that, number one, honors you, and number two, it honors our first responders. Lord, bless us today. And Lord, in all the things that we do, may you get glory from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we look at this in verse 10, and we see something here that's pretty clear. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You can have all the training in the world. You can have all the equipment in the world. But none of that matters unless you have the Lord. And as you have the Lord, He says to stand in Him, because He is the power, and He's the one that gives us power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil. The devil is a deceiver. The devil is a liar. The devil is somebody that Peter says is like a roaring lion that's walking along out there looking to whom he can devour and jump upon. So these wiles that are going against us of the devil, Paul in verse 12 brings out something I think is very important. There are movements across the nation today that are disrupting the very society that we live in. I can't understand a society that wants to defund the police. Firefighters, get ready, because once they defund the police, they'll be coming for you next. And I ask the question, because these people that want to defund the police and defund the firefighters, they don't believe in the Second Amendment to have a real, well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms. So I wonder who these people going to call. Ghostbusters? I mean, get real. This society that we live in today, this society that is out there today, they don't appreciate men and women that wear badges. But I want to tell you, at New Hope Baptist Church, we do. You don't listen to the wiles of the devil, and you don't listen to the undercurrent that's out there today. We look at this today and we see that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not up against humans. It's not mano a mano. It's not The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's not some wrestling match that we're in today. What we're fighting against today is not flesh and blood. What we're wrestling against today is principalities. Principalities of a demonic force. Principalities of a demonic force that walks around us that you and I can't see with the visible eye, because we can't see this realm that these principalities walk in. Paul says against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Remember who is the prince and power of this age. The prince and power of this age, the prince and power of the air here on earth, is the devil. And so many people need to understand that he's powerful. So many people need to understand that the demonic forces that rank under him are powerful. And in this, the Bible says against spiritual hosts of wickedness, even in the heavenly places. Therefore, what are we to do, men and women of God? Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And I want to say again, thank you for standing. There's been calls that you've been on we don't understand. There's things that you've seen when it comes to death, to wrecks, to the frailty of life that you guys have had a first-hand experience with that many in this congregation don't understand. And sometimes those things can harden your heart. Sometimes those things can make you just feel like we just go through the motions. Well, I'm here to tell you today, in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter how beat down you get, no matter how tough it may seem, no matter what things that you have seen that have scarred you emotionally and internally, I want to challenge you first responders this morning to stand. How do I stand? You don't stand on your own. You stand because the Lord gives you power in His might. How do we do that? Well, Paul, always like a plan. You guys have plans. You have trainings that you go through. You have plans that you go through. Well, the Bible gives us specific plans on how we're to handle things. Now, I'm sure when you're up there at Mineola Fire Department training for your plans, and you've got Sean Callahan on your team, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a lot of jokes. You're going to have a lot of fun. Sean is a dear brother of mine, and I appreciate him so much. But I, when I think about this, you got these plans that you go through. I appreciate y'all investing into Caden, these young men and women that need to follow your footsteps as you go into this line of duty and this line of work that you've been called to do. But Paul gives us this plan today, and he says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth." Now he starts talking in an application that deals with a Roman soldier. And man, I've watched you guys, especially in the fire department. I don't know how in the world y'all do what you do with that equipment on you. Hats off. Hats off to you guys. I went through the police academy at Tyler Junior College for 2 years. Graduated with an associate's degree in criminal justice. When you put on the bulletproof vest, when you put on the uniform, when you put on all the stuff that you carry with you, I don't know how you do what you do and how you perform. When I was in the academy, to be able to carry pepper spray, you had to be sprayed with pepper spray. I don't know if it's still that way, but they would get in your face and they would cuss you out and they'd call you every name in the book, and I was just standing there. Then they said something about mama, and I ran like a raging bull. Boom! Hit me with that pepper spray right in the eyes. Knocked me down. They carried me to the bucket of water, dunked me in the bucket of water, pulled me back up. I was fine until the next morning when I took a shower going to school. I used to have hair, guys. And out of that hair fell that pepper spray right into my eyes again, and I went down again. To be able to carry a tactical baton, an asp, you had to fight a guy with an asp baton. And I'm out there fighting with a guy with an asp baton. He's in a full body suit. He's a ninja. He knew martial arts, and he's throwing roundhouse kicks. He threw a punch and hit me across the nose, and man, I was seeing stars. And you're fighting with that asp baton as you do that. Thank the Lord, in the police academy, to be able to carry a gun, you don't have to be shot with a gun. But anyways, you have all these different things that you carry with you when you go into battle. And I want to say, man, from firsthand experience, I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know how you do it. And the only way you can do it is to stand with the Lord. And as you do that, you put on the uniform. You put on the uniform. And you get ready to go out into battle. And Paul said there's a bigger battle. There's demons running around here. There's things going around here that we do not understand. So how do I put on this armor of God? Well, number one, he tells us here. In verse 14, he says, gird your waist with truth. The belt of truth. The belt was the soldier's firm foundation. And I can tell you here today, if I didn't have my belt on, we'd be in a mess, right? The belt is the soldier's firm foundation. And as that Roman soldier had that belt on, he had all of his gear that he needed with it. He had the sword. He had everything. And he girded up his loins. Because then they wore some like of a tunic underneath, and they girded up the loins and they strapped that belt on, and they were ready to go into battle. And Paul says here, he says, that's the belt of truth. Well, let me tell you what the belt of truth is. Truth is not in Dr. Phil. Truth is not in Oprah Winfrey. Truth is not on Channel 7, 6 o'clock news. Truth is not in CNN nor Fox News. Truth is found in the Word of God and the Word of God alone. That's the belt of truth. And when you have this and you know this and you understand this, then everything else starts to make sense. And when you go out into the world, you understand that everything is preordained. The righteous steps of a man is ordained by the Lord. And you say, well, I don't understand why this family was in this horrible car accident. I don't understand why I had to go into a house fire and people perished in this house fire. I don't understand why I get called out on these sexual abuse of kids cases. I'm here to tell you today, we live in a sin, fallen, depraved world. But I want to tell you today, in regards to that, we have an almighty God that sits on His throne. And as He sits on His throne, He's in control of all things. So every call that you go on and you get back to the office, or you get back to the fire station, you get back to wherever you're at, and you're able to walk in there and you've been protected and you're able to come in, one person you need to give thanks to, and that's Almighty God. Gird yourself with the belt of truth. The second thing he says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. This breastplate was, many of you have seen maybe the movie Gladiator, but you've seen this breastplate that they wear that covers the vital organs of their body. For example, the breastplate covered the main organ. When they would get into battles with the sword, it covered the heart. It covered the kidneys, it covered the lungs. The breastplate was put on the soldier, and Paul says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. See, here's what we need to think about righteousness today, church. Righteousness never comes from us, because we're sinners. As a matter of fact, we're depraved sinners. But when the Holy Spirit of God convicts our hearts to be saved by Jesus Christ, who His Father God elected us before the foundation of the world, we need to understand this, and understand this in God's Word is truth in the breastplate of righteousness. When you are truly saved by God, righteousness will exhibit from your life. It'll exhibit from your life. It'll be something where you stand for the truth. You stand for the belt of truth. You stand for the things that are right in this world. And I want to thank you guys for standing for what's right. Not only does he say to put on the breastplate of righteousness, but he goes on here in verse 15. He says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The soldier had heavy armored sandals. And in these sandals, they had spikes on the end. I used to coach track. And the kids would get out there with that little wrench, and they put their spikes on their shoes. And their shoes were very light, because you don't want to ever run with heavy shoes. If you're a sprinter, you want a light track shoe. And you put those spikes on there. And those spikes give you that traction to go with. In these days, when the Roman soldier would fight, he would fight and he would put basically nails in the bottom of his sandals where it would stomp down into the ground to give him traction where he was balanced. I remember in junior high, there was two old boys that were bulls at Mineola Middle School. And one day, you know when you get bulls together, they're going to have a fight. And one day, they started walking towards each other. And I knew, man, get ready, because it's fixing to get on. And sure enough, they started throwing down. And one kid had on some Nikes, and the other kid had on cowboy boots. And it was raining outside when this fight took place. That poor old boy with the cowboy boots slipped, fell. Every time he get hit in the face, go right down, because he's slipping and falling. What are we here to tell you today about these boots and these sandals that they wore? It gave them traction. To what? To stand. Remember verse 13? To stand. So when we look at this today, it gives the traction to stand. But not only does it give us traction to stand, it gives us security. Because the feet are the main thing. And as the feet are the main thing, is it gives you your balance, it gives you your wherewithal, it gives you your movement. If you guys didn't have your feet going to a fire, if you guys didn't have your feet going to a call for the police, if Brandon didn't have his feet going to the call as a paramedic, you're doomed. So as you've got your feet, you've got your traction, Paul says, I want to give you an analogy here. He says, I want to give you this analogy that when you shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does that mean? It means this, that wherever we're to go, church, we are to give the gospel of peace of Jesus Christ. Where we go, Brother Fred used to say this quite a bit, you're the only Bible some people ever read. That's the truth. You're the only Bible some people ever read. What do they see? Do they see a gospel that's false? Do they see a gospel that they don't want any part of? Do they see a gospel that's not true? Or do they see the gospel of Jesus Christ? When you go with the gospel of peace with your feet. I'm going to tell you what. It's amazing when you grow in Christ. And you're able to go into places like a school system. You're able to go into places that maybe people don't like you. You're able to go into places such as meetings where you know that it's going to be a big blow up. And you go in there with the feet that are shod with the gospel of peace. And you go in there with the gospel of peace, when you have kindness, when you have love, when you have joy, and people see that demeanor, and it changes everything. Changes everything. How y'all approach somebody, you're trained on this. How you approach a situation is going to be the tell-all thing. If you come in there cussing them out, boy, it's going to be an escalation of a situation. But if you go in there to do what? We have to do it all the time in the school business. We're trained to de-escalate a situation. De-escalate a situation. You don't go in to escalate, you go in to de-escalate. How do you do that? You do that with the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Verse 16, he says this. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. This shield of faith. The shield of faith was a leather-covered shield, and it could be soaked in water to extinguish the flaming arrows of the enemy. Faith in God's promises deflects and extinguishes the lies of Satan. So when you go out there into this world, every one of us know this, when you go out there into this world, Satan is always throwing fiery darts at us. I don't know about you, but he hits us in all kinds of different ways. It may be with the issue that we talked about in our Sunday school class this morning, the idea of sex, which God created for good. Look at how it's been perverted in our society. And so this fiery dart that he throws at us may be pornography. It may be a beer commercial that it's not trying to sell, you know, they're trying to get you to buy this Corona. So in doing that, they're going to put this nice looking lady in a bikini on the TV. And men's eyes are attracted to that. Satan is always throwing these fiery darts. And that's what he does. And as he throws these fiery darts, the only way that you and I can overcome that is to put on the shield of faith. And the shield of faith is the faith in Christ Jesus. And as you put on this shield of faith in Christ Jesus, my encouragement to you today is like Dr. Jeremiah said about the shield being soaked in water so that when the fiery flames of the arrow would come, it would extinguish the flames. That when you and I go out in the world today and Satan throws his darts at us, know this, that he is the one that gives us the shield of faith. The faith of what? The faith that we trust in Him. The faith that we believe in Him. The faith that we know that He's going to take care of all things. Do you believe that this morning, church? Verse 17. We look at the next part of the gear that the Christian is to put on. He's to take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. The armored helmet protected the soldier's what? The brain. It's just like a football player putting on a helmet. You ought to see these helmets today because of concussions. The ones at our high school, they're amazing. You put that helmet on and the protection that it gives around your brain. When I played football, there might have been two pads back there. That may be why I'm as ignorant as I am today. But that they've got this whole cranium protected on your brain so that when you go to make a hit, and they don't teach tackling anymore like they used to, but when you go to make a hit and you got the face mask up, there's not going to be the impact on your brain and on your neck that's been the problems that they've had in the past. But this Roman soldier's to put this helmet on. And as he does that, it protects his brain. And you know where spiritual warfare starts? Spiritual warfare starts in the mind. See, who we are in our mind and heart, that's who we really are. See, listen, can I get real with you this morning? We can come to church and play the role, right? We can come to church and say this is who we are. But there's some of us here this morning, our minds are warped. There's some of us here this morning, there's deceitful things in our heart. And as those things are building up in our mind and building up in our heart, there's one way to solve that problem, and that is with the helmet of salvation. When Jesus Christ saves your soul, praise God, you know what He gives you? He gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He gives us a mind that focuses on Him and the lovely things, the things of good report, the things that are a positive report, not the things that are negative, not the things that are weighed down. Praise God for His helmet of salvation. And then last but not least, he says this about the armor. He says there in verse 17, he says, and the sword of the Spirit, and he says, which is the Word of God. The Word of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is two Greek words. Word, logos, the Word. Logos. This here is actually the Greek word rhema, and it refers to a particular saying of God. That's why it's very important, church, and that's why it's very important today, first responders, we're giving you this gift. It is important to know Scripture. It's important to know the Word of God. The book of James says that if you resist the devil, he will what? He'll flee. So you know. You know. So when you study this and he says that the sword of the Spirit is the sayings of God, the Word of God, and the Word of God is compiled in this book from Genesis to Revelation. We had this Word of God, but when we know Scripture and we go into battle with the enemy and we're able to say what God has put on His Word to put on our heart for this situation, watch this. God always wins. He always wins. The sword of the Spirit. Paul not only noted it for an offensive weapon, but it is also a defensive weapon. Not only are we to go out there with the sword of the Spirit and to share the love of Christ, to share the Word of God, but when the devil comes to attack, this becomes a defensive weapon. And that weapon is used to block and shield you from the things that the enemy is throwing at us. We're equipped. We're armored up. My dad would ask me, you know, on Sunday mornings, he said, "You got the full armor on today?" Well, I think that's a question we need to ask ourselves. You got the full armor of God on today? So many of us wake up in the morning, we say our little mundane prayer, and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's about canned like laughter on the Johnny Carson show, right? But let me tell you something. When you start speaking to God, and you start praying to God, and you ask for Him to gird you up with the belt of truth, you know what He's going to do? He's going to do that. When you ask Him for the breastplate of righteousness, He's going to do that. When you ask Him for that helmet of salvation, He's going to do that. When you ask Him for that sword of the Spirit, He's going to do that. When you ask Him for your feet to be shod with the preparation of the peace of the gospel, He's going to do that. Aren't you thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Last but not least, and first responders, this is why we do this for you today. We want to partner with you as a church, and we want you to know you may not have family that prays for you. You may not have a wife or a husband that prays for you. You may not have your kids pray for you. But we want you to know this morning you have a church that prays for you. And as we do that, I want to look at verses 18 through 20 as we close. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. See, the Spirit teaches us how to pray, Romans chapter 8. And as the Spirit teaches us how to pray, we're being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And through this that you go through, first responders, why you get up and do what you do each day is not because of who you are. It's because of the perseverance that God has given you. You persevere. You keep on fighting the good fight. And you do this with supplication for all the saints in prayer. And listen to what old Paul said. If there's ever been an example in Christianity that we need to look at for us as what we call a role model, it's the Apostle Paul. He says, "And for me, that utterance," that's the same word found in Romans chapter 8 where the Holy Spirit gives you the power to pray. "That utterance," he says, "may be given to me that what? That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." That I may open my mouth boldly. Oh, Christian today, if there's ever been a time in this world we need bold people for Christ, we need you now. We need you now. If there's ever been a time where you could just shut your mouth and say, "You know what? I'm not going to say anything." We need you now to stand up for Jesus Christ. We need you now to stand up for Jesus Christ. Paul prayed that he may be opening his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. That I may be an ambassador in chains. Paul was in prison, bound by chains when he wrote this under the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he spoke boldly the Word of God. Church, there's coming a day when you and I preach the truth, teach the truth, speak the truth. There's coming a day, because it's already happening in Canada. It's already happening in some of our northern cities. It's already happening in some churches that are being blasphemed for speaking the truth of the Word of God. That ministers, deacons, laymen and women in the church that speak the truth of the Word of God are finding themselves arrested, finding themselves fined for speaking the truth of the Word of God. My prayer is here today is that men, women that serve our country as first responders, my prayer is today that when you gear up for spiritual warfare, that the Lord give you the boldness to speak the truth. Church, today, my prayer is that when we go out into the world, wherever that may be, if it's on your job, if it's in your family, wherever it may be, that He give us the power to speak the boldness. And if we're in chains, so be it. Because it didn't matter where Paul was at, be it free, be it in prison, he learned how to be content, and he always said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This morning, first responders, church, I want to tell you the only way we can do this, the only way we can make it in this old world, is through a relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ. How do we do that? Well, Jesus is the greatest paramedic. Because if you're sick today, He's ready to heal you. If you're somebody that's in discomfort today, He's ready to comfort you. If you feel like you're on your last leg and you can't make it anymore, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Jesus today is the greatest police officer. Why? Because He protects and He serves. If you've ever wanted protection around your life, it doesn't come from how many firearms that you have in your home. It doesn't come from how many locks that you've got on your door. It doesn't come from wearing a bulletproof vest. It doesn't come from wearing all the equipment that you can put on you. If you want protection today, the way that you get protection in this life is to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He protects. You know what else He does? He serves. You ever want to look at servant leadership? Servant leadership is not telling people what to do, but it's coming alongside them, showing them what to do. And Jesus is the perfect example of servant leadership. I was looking up some quotes to say to you guys, to try to inspire you guys. And I seen one on servant leadership, and it had the fire department out there. And it had the captain out there leading the firemen. And they're out there, and everybody in push-up position. Get ready with all your gear in push-up position. And here's everybody down in push-up position. And guess who gets down and does it with them? The captain. The captain. Wow. Servant leadership. Jesus is the greatest police officer. He protects and serves. But I'm going to tell you what else. Jesus is the greatest firefighter. Because every one of us in here today are destined for the flames of hell. That's what we're destined for. But out of His grace and mercy towards sinners like me, He pulls us out of the depths of fire and the depths of the flames, and He brings us to be seated in the heavenly place with Him. Give Him honor and praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. With that being said, first responders, we love you. We thank you for being here this morning and taking your time out to come and be a part of this service. If you're looking for a church home, or you're looking for answers to things here today that you may say, man, I just don't get that. I don't understand that. I'd love to sit down with you and visit with you. I'd love to talk to you. I'm here to tell you today there's not anybody in here can save you, but we can direct you to the person that can. So if you have any of these questions about today, please get with us and let us visit with you on that. With that being said, it's come to the time of our service that we want to honor you, our first responders. And so when we say we really want to pray for you, we really want to pray for you. So we put together today a nice book from our church. And this book in our church has people in our church that have written their favorite scriptures and written a prayer for you guys. And we want you to take this and we want you to put it on your desk or put it in the station, wherever you may be. Bring it home with you. And every morning when you go on duty or every night you go on duty, I know when you get those calls late at night, this may be something you can't open up and look at, but it might be something that you've read and say, oh yeah, I do remember that. Remember what it said in here? Be strong and courageous when we go out there to fight these fires. And then on top of that, Mr. and Mrs. Jim and Barbara Little have given you guys all a dog tag that we want you to wear proudly with New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And it says, thank you, unsung hero, our hearts are with you. And we wish that you would wear this just as a reminder to let you know that New Hope Baptist Church is praying for you. We love you guys and we appreciate you. Your hearts are going to be blessed here in just a minute. I tried to give a cue and I don't know if it worked. Oh, yeah, it worked. Here they come. You're going to see a good-looking group of kids come in here. Isn't that a good-looking group this morning? Amen. Give them a hand. Yeah. To our first responders, I know, like I said, you don't want to be honored. You don't want to be recognized. But we want to do it for you. So would our first responders, would y'all please just come up and make a line right here in front of the altar? And just come here. Our kids want to give you a gift, and we want to give you this prayer book from New Hope Baptist Church. So if you will, please come on up. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Please come up this morning. Isn't this a good-looking group this morning? Amen. Colin Kovic, where are you at? Come on up here, brother. Who else do we got out here today? First responder. Thank you, kids. And to our first responders, at this time, we'd like to say a prayer over you. And thank you again for being here this morning. After the prayer, we have a video for you, a thank you video again. And then we'll sing a closing hymn. And then after the closing hymn, to all of our first responders today, if you guys will, just take a outside this door here and go back to our fellowship hall, and they're going to have your plates ready. And I hope you'll eat two or three, because there's plenty of food back there. Sean Callahan on a diet. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for a great day. Lord, thank you for your word, that your word enriches us, your word teaches us. Lord, your word sharpens us. And today I pray for these first responders as they go into a battle every day against principalities and powers. They are trained to armor up. But Lord, today I pray that they take to heart the spiritual armor that you've put in place for us. And Lord, I pray that they apply that to their life. Lord, to our church, may our church wake up. May our church understand that it is about a spiritual warfare that is ongoing in our nation, that's ongoing in our lives. And Lord, we're so thankful today that we can proclaim that you are the winner. Lord, today I ask you to bless the food. Lord, I ask you to bless these gifts. May they not be in vain, but Lord, may they enrich our first responders. And Lord, may they get a blessing from it. We love you, we praise you, and we give you all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Gentlemen, if y'all would have a seat, we have one more video and one more closing hymn.